Welcome to the Potty Slam.
That was a
wrestling
new one.
Thank you. A wrestling historical podcast. We talk about the locker room and beyond. And sometimes that beyond is not that far from the ring itself. Is it, Josh?
Yeah, you guys got me again. I'm sorry. You know
contractually,
what?
We have to do it.
Yeah.
Wait, we signed contracts?
Nope, just Josh.
Oh, just yeah. Okay.
I get no royalties, no massages.
But you get all the pretzels you can eat.
But no cheese. I got to pay extra.
No, yeah, cheese extra.
Damn it.
I'm telling you what, Aaron, sometime. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Aaron's here. She's got to bring those, what were they, brownie stuffed? Brownie stuffed pretzels.
Oh yeah, those are good.
Man.
They make peanut butter stuffed pretzels too.
I love those. Those are like crack.
Honestly, the peanut butter M&Ms. Ones are a lot better than the brownie. Oh, in fact, yeah. I think I'm gonna buy some tomorrow. That sounds really good.
Can we get some M&M peanut or pretzel M&Ms on the way home?
You have been craving them,
and I never crave chocolate. But
Leary, are you pregnant?
I've been eating pickles and ice cream.
Yes.
Actually, that's a.
I do look like I'm overdue, though.
That is a side effect when you quit drinking and smoking. Is you start you do eat more.
Well, yeah.
But you grow a taste for things that you didn't really care for before.
Great.
Your taste buds are growing back.
Right.
Huh. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm in your shoes, man.
Of course, it's not salads that I'm craving.
Yeah, of course not.
I can't crave like
unless it's a celery salad. Ooh, you know, I do like celery with a little vinegar and some Lowry salt on it. It's really good.
Oh, I've never had it like that before.
Yeah, it's a little sour and
interesting.
I just love just regular old celery.
Yeah, it's, no it is really good. Yeah, you can go plain with that stuff too.
We have some in the crisper.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? We are so derailed right now.
It's always food that really derails the show. Food or animals?
we'll take that.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago.
You can certainly tell that these three people just quit smoking because we just went on a 5-minute tangent about food. That's okay because listen to this. Clearing out the old lungs, man.
Yeah. So, you know what? Let's not talk about food because someone's out there listening and they're probably getting hungry. That makes us a bunch of punks. And you know who we're going to talk about today? CM Punk.
And that stands for celery and mayonnaise.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
I know that mayonnaise is so spicy.
You must be Dutch.
Panera bread.
Oh, good Lord.
That's what I think of when I think of white people food.
Yep, that is
bland and
epitome
tasteless.
Of white people food.
So,
mayonnaise, it's extra spicy.
What did they put in this?
So,
is that ranch? Oh, my goodness. You should have warned me.
So I'm going to give you some trivia.
Okay.
Let's see who can answer this question. CM Punk, every time he comes out, he yells one thing. Every time he yells the same thing, what does he yell?
Larry. It's clobbering time.
Yeah. That's 27 and a half points.
My affinity for CM Punk is vastly underrated. Or overrated. No one even knew about it. So I guess unknown, I guess.
I am a fan.
I am too.
So anyways, clobbering time normally meant it was normally saved for the other performers in the ring, but from time to time,
I imagine he said that to his dong before he beat off.
Well,
it's clobbering time.
As long as he's not saying it to his wife.
Yeah, I mean, right?
No.
I get the feeling AJ Lee seems like she's very feisty. I don't think she'd put up with that.
She got a TV show coming out.
Does she really?
I'd watch it.
Based on her book.
Hmm.
So it's kind of based on her life story.
She's good, so spunky. I love her.
Okay.
What? You're
what
giving
is
me
it with you and tiny spunky girls? You love Alexa Bliss. You love AJ Lee.
I have grown tired of Alexa Bliss matches because my freaking Alexa, my Echo Dot, does not understand or just starts playing random music.
Nice.
Okay.
Because when Michael Cole or whoever says Alexa, my Echo Dot turns on and then listens to whatever Michael Cole's
awesome
yammering on about. Actually, I'm surprised. 2 days ago when we were watching raw, my Echo Dot just like dove off the shelf to kill itself because it was sick of Michael Cole's commentary.
Understandable.
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 Grief.
So, okay. Okay.
Okay. So
where are we?
We're like, normally CM Punk does his clobbering two people in the ring, but there was a specific incident where CM Punk, he was the champ, had grabbed his belt and ran out into the crowd. Now, at this point in time, he was a heel. And anybody who
someone was coming out to face him, right?
He was setting up for a camera angle with Mr. McMahon.
Okay.
Now, anybody who did not watch professional wrestling or WWE specifically back when CM Punk was in there, he is a great heel and one of the best on the mic. So he was able to generate this incredible heat upon himself. It wasn't until really, I feel like after he left that people really took off with how much they loved him. Mm-hmm. But I've always appreciated a great heel with good mic skills.
Yep.
So in any case,
so I love The Miz.
The Miz, I think, is one of the best in the business right now, easily. But anyways, so he runs out into the crowd for a spot with a camera angle. And the thing is, and there's a video of this, and we'll try to remember when we post this episode to post this video. We'll try to remember because it really encapsulates everything.
Thank you.
exactly what I'm talking about. It's nuts. So he runs out and there's a lot of people like reaching out to touch him and stuff, which is creepy, but that's what people do.
Right.
And
I would. If I was in the audience.
I think I got a pat on the back. it's one thing to like a pat on the back or something. Never gonna wash
this hand again.
But you could tell that the security there was very lackluster. Because normally, like when you see the Shield come down.
It makes me wonder if he was even going, if anybody even knew he was going to do that.
Right.
Maybe he went to the wrong spot. I don't know.
Because he's been known to just do whatever the fuck he wants anyways.
Right. Yeah, when the Shield comes down, you always see that they kind of clear the aisle way.
You have the stairway there.
Yeah, they make sure that there's multiple people there to kind of ward people back.
Right.
So in this particular case, there is no security. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, you have hundreds of fans who naturally, because he's a heel, are not supposed to like him. Now, you can see that he gets up to a specific spot and he turns around and there's this guy who's wearing a pink Dolph Ziggler shirt. He just keeps reaching up and like tapping the belt, which is, I mean, I think it's harmless, but it's also, I can see where it's annoying.
Right.
So he just kind of swats his hand away.
Not a big deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't look that bad. Mm-hmm. However, things kind of spiral out of control really fast because people are trying to get on the camera to say hi to their mom. Yep. Yeah. And so there's people standing in front of him and there's like people like to the right of him as well, like poking and prodding him. it's stupid. Mm-hmm. But then it starts to get physical because he like the one guy's like kind of blocking him, so he kind of shoves him away. And at the same time, this guy in a Brock Lesnar shirt bumps him, and he's stumbling around, and naturally he's getting kind of pissed about it. You know, when you have probably a dozen people pushing and shoving and trying to touch you, and you're just trying to get your spot so the cameras are getting to you because he is a professional. Well, this is when it gets to a point where it's bad. No security. All this is happening. And this guy, he's just trying to defend himself. But then there is a guy.
CM Punk's trying to defend himself?
Yeah, he's trying to defend himself from all these people that are just like. And it gets to a point where he's pushed really hard. and CM Punk turns around and he just decks this guy. Like, it's like a backhanded, like, close fist, knocks this guy down and, like, jumps and, like, hits the guy a few times.
Wrong. Wow. If I'm not mistaken, the wrong guy, by the way.
Of course.
Let's see. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Watch the video, and I think it's the guy behind him that hits him. The guy behind the guy that CM Punk punches. We'll watch it right now.
Well, and while you guys are watching it, now...
Oh, this is like a different view. Okay.
The identity of this fan is still in speculation. There's... best of my knowledge, it was never identified.
See, it's the big ball. Okay. Oh, nope. You know what?
He hit the right guy.
Yep, he definitely hit the right guy.
He definitely hit the right guy. Hey, you could hear that crunch, too.
Yep.
Because that guy actually hit Punk about three times before he finally...
You can tell he keeps turning around and looking at him like, dude, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the WWE...
He clocks some of the CM Punk in the back of the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, the poor guy is already getting poked and prodded in every other direction.
It was enough. He actually held his cool for longer than...
Yeah.
I would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, after all this has been said and done, Punk and WWE have released statements about the incidents, apologizing for the incident itself. WWE officials are apologetic for lack of security near the champ to keep both him and the fans safe.
Mostly the fans.
Right. And Punk did apologize in a statement for letting his emotions drive him to strike a fan. A first time for him, despite a long history of angering fans in his career. Punk had stayed relatively quiet on Twitter since the incident, mostly just retweeting kind words about his new DVD, which was released that Tuesday. Gosh,
that was, how many years ago? It's a good DVD.
Yeah, it's been a little while. But, yeah, it just kind of sucks that normally, an incident like this, an altercation with a fan, the security team is real quick to shut that down. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, if like someone's cutting a promo in the middle of the ring, the camera will suddenly cut to a different angle, and it seems like nothing is happening. But then you find out that somebody had gotten inside and was like trying to jump in the ring, and security takes them down, and the wrestlers themselves are able to stay in character and not acknowledge what is going on. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I could do that personally, because there are some crazy people out there
for sure.
So, yeah. I mean, do you guys have any other times that you can remember, like, crazy fans doing, like, attacking the wrestlers?
I have a time, it's not about wrestling, but I was at a concert once. Uh-oh. And I feel like this is how I can kind of sympathize with him. I was at a concert once, and I had stood in line for like 6 hours, so I would be front row, because it was general admission. And I was finally up in the front, and I had this guy behind me who kept like pushing forward, and I was like, I'm up as far as you can go, right? And kept pushing me forward and kept pushing me forward. And it was like, it was a rock concert. Well, it was like a pop punk, we'll say. And so there was a lot of like movement, not necessarily moshing, but a lot of movement happening in the front. And he just kept he was so close to me that I could smell his breath.
Ugh. Oh, that's always the worst.
Yeah. He was like on top of me.
Spoiled skim milk.
I can guarantee you at least 2/3 of his body was touching my body. Ugh. It was gross. So I like donkey kicked him in the nuts. Ah. I lifted my leg up and just kind of guesstimated where, and he got a good solid nut shot, and he backed off after that.
Bet she did, yeah.
So yeah, it's really hard, especially when someone's like in your personal space, to not want to like act immediately of like get out, don't touch me, and especially I'm not a touchy person, so to have you don't count. So yeah, to have someone like, especially a stranger, to be on you, I feel bad for CM Punk. I don't blame him at all.
I guess I have a concert story as well. I was going to see Marilyn Manson.
Ooh.
Slayer opened up for Manson. So we got partway through Slayer.
This must have been like 96.
No. This was early 2000s.
Slayer was opening for Manson.
Yeah, it was the Monster something or other festival.
It was the Mesh.
One of those metal festivals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ozfest.
In Detroit.
Yeah.
And so Slayer's playing. And a friend of mine who I went with, she wanted to go. She's like, I'm going to go mosh up front with Slayer. She's all about it. I'm like, okay, well, let's go do it. As we're walking down, the police are walking up two gentlemen who are bleeding profusely from the head and face.
Oh, God.
And I said, you enjoy yourself. I tapped on and said, you enjoy yourself. I'm going to be back at our seats.
I'm going to go sit in the lawn seat.
Yes, I am. I am not. Nope. I didn't pay that money to bleed.
No. Oh, yeah. Slayer mosh pits get pretty bad.
Like, I've done mosh pits. It's not, I mean, it's, there's a lot of pushing and things, but like, to get arrested, that's usually not what they are.
Right.
No. Yeah, I think that we all can say, yeah, concerts are where that kind of debauchery usually happens.
Alcohol.
Yep.
Yeah.
I pretty much can blow up alcohol. That's really the only reason.
Yeah, I mean, I can think of, I've been to so many rock concerts where, yeah, you have people pressing into you. And you, I mean, I'm not a small guy, but when you feel like you're a sardine and you're like, you can't move, your arms are twisted up, you're like a pretzel, and and you're like, oh, I can like kind of sway a little bit. I've had it before where at a concert where I like stood perfectly still, and with everyone so tight and like trying and like jumping, they're lifting you up in the air with their that's crazy to me.
See, I'm claustrophobic. I've actually left a concert because it was like that.
I've done that as well.
See, and if I didn't get front row, and to all the like standing room concerts that I've been to, I had to be front row because I'm claustrophobic too, and I can't be middle of the crowd. I have to be front row, or at least I can see like ground in front of me.
Well, I have a height issue too. That
fair enough.
A lot of tall dudes like to stand in front of me.
Yeah,
like that. Stick it behind me, where you belong.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. So CM Punk turned into a punk. I don't think he did.
No.
No, I think that he's,
somebody pushes you two times and hits you in the back of the head, all bets are off.
Yep.
I don't see where there's anything wrong here. I don't think he should have had to apologize.
He was forced to apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of knowing how Punk is, seeing how he is.
And I have a feeling Vince McMahon would have no problem with him doing it in all reality.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Vince would put up with it either.
No. I have a feeling it's the shareholders.
The lawyers.
Yeah.
Got a hold of both of them.
Yep.
Came up with this nice written statement, said, you're going to put this up on your Twitter.
At least it's Twitter, not like having to go like to the guy and apologize to his face.
Right.
Yeah. I remember a little bit after that, somebody found him, they put a camera on him, and he was talking about how he was going to sue, and you know, it was unwarranted, and
oh, good Lord.
He was claiming it wasn't him, because that's where I remember that claim, that wasn't him, so now I'm thinking that's where I remember that is from the video of this guy.
And then this guy saw the particular video that we just saw, and like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that was not the view that was showed on WWE.
No, that was a fan video. Clearly
there was no doubt it was him. And that sound of that thud is so satisfying.
Yep.
Instant justice.
I mean, what did Vince say the one time? Like, he's been sued, like, hundreds of times, and he's never lost in court?
No. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's probably settled outside of court.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. We'll get into some of those.
Ooh. Foreshadowing.
Future episode. All righty. Where can we find you, Josh?
Well, you can find me and you and him and her on the conspiracy. the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Podomatic and Podbean. Yeah, that's the show that we do the cryptids and the cover-ups and all that stuff. And it's great, man. You should go listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, you can find me and Amy on Women with Wine. We're out every Thursday with brand new episodes. We took a short, brief holiday hiatus, but we will be back with some more wine for your thirsty Thursday. Excellent. We are on Facebook and Twitter and Podbean.
And you can find me with new episodes soon, in February, as a matter of fact, Valentine's Day, of the Ephus. EphusPodcast.net is where you'll find that. And of course, you can always find us here on the Potty Slam every Friday. Potty Slam. At Potty Slam Show on Twitter, Potty Slam Show on Facebook. And of course, that's all available on the Beer City Network, Beer City Media Network.
Yeah.
Beer City Media on Twitter and Facebook.
And you know what? Just because I did tag him, who knows, maybe he is listening to this newest episode. I did send a tweet to Mr. Chris Jericho. Because Fozzy is actually coming to Grand Rapids.
Yeah, I need that ticket money the 13th.
That's fine. Okay. So we're going to be
business right here.
Right.
We're going to be...
How much?
I think he said 37.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. So we're going to be going to see Fozzy. And I did send a tweet about us going to see that to Chris Jericho. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned to him about... maybe doing an episode of this with us.
And he completely ignored you.
Well, no, he retweeted it.
But I mean, he didn't answer the question.
Who knows? Maybe he's listening to this now. You know, you never know. I'm going to just say this right now. If Chris is listening, Larry and I have been saying we wanted to take a chop from a professional wrestler. So here's your chance, Chris. If you do this episode with us, we will let you do a chop to each of us.
Gee, thank you for the opportunity to chop two fat guys.
Hey, not only can you make fun of us, call us stupid idiots, but then you can hurt us.
Which means April will have to record it in the slow-mo mode on iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
The ripples.
Better start working out like Dave Bautista. I know, now. Right.
I'm going to do a push-up between now and then.
Sounds good.
A push-up.
a cock push-up?
No, a normal push-up.
Oh.
I think you're doing your push-ups wrong.
I mean, all you need to do is one.
God.
Cock talk. I don't know. Like, I had to wait out of this episode, and then cock push-up happened, and now...
Yeah. Now we're here.
Now we're here. And you know where else we're going to be here? We're going to be here next week on the next episode of the Potty Slam.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.